Good afternoon, everyone, and good Sabbath to you and all those who are watching on the webcast today. Your program says Clint Porter, so there I am. He's a little under the weather today, but he's improving, and but he's watching too. So I hope he's not sleeping right now. No, he's doing fine. One day, the captain approached the sergeant with some bad news. "Sergeant," he said, "just got word that Private McDuffie's grandmother died. You better go and break the news to him." So the sergeant walked into the barracks, paused at the doorway, and shouted, "Hey, McDuffie, your grandmother died." The captain was horrified after hearing this, and he said, "Sergeant, you know, that's no way to tell a man that his grandmother died. Look how you shocked McDuffie. You have to use tact in a situation like this. So we're going to have to send you to tact and diplomacy school." So the sergeant spent the next 6 months at tact and diplomacy school. A few days after he returned, the captain approached him and he said, "Well, Sergeant, how did you do? How'd you do in school?" "Fine," the sergeant replied. "I really learned how to be tactful." "Well, that's good," the captain said, "because we just received word that Private Jones's grandmother died. Go tell him." Sergeant entered the barracks, paused at the doorway, called the men to attention. He had them all line up, stepped before them, and he said, All those of you who have living grandmothers, step forward. Not so fast, Jones." Well, the story, it's humorous, of course, but it's a reminder. It's a reminder that we all need to be tactful in all of our relationships. There's that old saying, "Sticks and stones may break my bones, but words can never hurt me." Well, that's not true. That's not true. Words, they can hurt when they're used in a wrong way. How many of us have said something to someone and hurt their feelings, and then realizing it, instantly regretted what we did? I know I've had my foot in my mouth a few times like that, maybe more than I should. The dictionary defines tact as a keen understanding of how to get along with other people, the ability to deal with others without offending them. Now, here are a couple of humorous definitions of tact. Tact is the art of saying nothing when there is nothing to say. And also another one, tact is something that if it is there, nobody notices it, but if it is not there, everybody notices it. So what is the essence? What's the real heart and core of being tactful? It's simply another name for thoughtfulness, kindness, which is the foundation of etiquette and just getting along with people. It's about maintaining good relationships with people, good caring relationships with them. It's like a soothing oil, you might say, in dealing with people of all ages, young and old alike. The word tact is derived from a Latin word, tactus, which is about the skill and dexterity that we show in our verbal touching of other people. Another definition of tact is everyday personal diplomacy, which is, you could say, the title of this message today. If you turn with me to Proverbs 15, verse 1, you know, tact has everything to do with our daily conversations, our interactions with other people, which are largely an exchange of experiences and reactions and information. Tact is needed every day. In every way, especially it's valuable when we face difficult and trying and delicate situations. The tactful use of words can bring a lot of comfort to someone in a troublesome situation, a difficult situation, and it also can help cool off a dangerous one. Tact can do that. Proverbs 15, verse 1, it says, "A soft answer turns away wrath, but grievous, perhaps tactless, words stir up strife." So no matter how tactful we are, there's always room for improvement. I think we could all agree with that. Another scripture here I'll read is Proverbs 17, verse 23. It's from the New International Version. You don't need to turn there. It says, "The one who has knowledge uses words with restraint, and whoever has understanding is even-tempered." I like that definition. Very well said. So how can you and I better exercise tactfulness in all of our dealings with other people? Let's examine a few suggestions and recommendations in this regard. First of all, we need to think before we speak. I think that's an obvious thing, think before we speak. But humorously, it's been said, and I quote, "The trouble with people who speak too fast is that they often say something they hadn't thought of yet." Has that ever happened to us? It's happened to me. Now, if you turn with me to James chapter 1, verse 19, James chapter 1, verse 19, yes, we all need to carefully think before we speak, which is especially true when emotions are running high. A little bit of forethought will help us avoid words or actions that we will regret later. The Apostle James advises us here in James 1, verse 19, "My beloved brethren, let every man be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath." Also, we need to consider what's going on in another person's life when we're dealing with them at that particular moment. Perhaps someone, maybe it's a family member, had a particularly bad day at work, or a child had an upsetting day at school. Maybe now is not the best time to bring up something with someone. My mother was told us when we were kids, something about my father. She told us, "If you have something to talk to your father about, don't bring it up before dinner." Because, you know, after he's had his dinner, he's rested a little bit after a real hard day, he'd be more receptive, you know. So my mother was a good example of that. You know, she was very understanding of how her husband was, and she shared that with us. And I remember that and sharing that with you today. Another example and a way to apply tactfulness is to remember there are always two sides to a story. It's important to consider the other side, the other person's side, before we speak. He or she might be looking at things from a totally different perspective than we are. So we need to understand where they are, as we like to say, coming from. A helpful clue is to, you know, if you're talking to somebody and you don't understand it, before you say something, just maybe ask them to repeat what they said so it's you get it clear and you're both on the same page, you might say. Another way to apply tactfulness in our relationships is to simply be polite. Now, that seems like a no-brainer, but in our society today, we have a lot of people that are not that way. For instance, if you can't listen to someone immediately, you've got something to do, just politely say, "Can I get back to you on that?" Be very gracious about it. But you don't want to put off someone very long because, you know, if they have some important news to tell you, something exciting's happened, and you put them off, they might think you really don't care. So you don't want to leave that impression. So human relationships can be very tricky at times in difficult situations. So it's all about being thoughtful, being caring for other people, outgoing, concern. That's what it's about. Another point about being tactful is not to anticipate what someone will say. I've been guilty of that. You know, he'd say something and thinking we, you know, already know what someone's going to say in a conversation, and we'd then go ahead and interrupt. It's very discourteous and very presumptive, you know, in a way. So it's something we should think about when we're talking to someone. And, you know, scriptures caution us about this. I'll just read to you. Well, let me tell you, let me just have you go to Proverbs 18, verse 13 now. Proverbs 18, verse 13. Again, the scriptures caution us about saying something before we know really what we should be ready to say here. In other words, he says here in Proverbs 18, verse 13, he who answers before listening, that is his folly and his shame. So we can avoid this by slowing down, letting others say what they have to say. And this is especially true with kids, children. They can't always formulate their words as quickly and easily as adults. I remember when our kids were little, they would come and want to talk, and it was just like trying to find the right words to say. So I just sit there and and to let them talk. So that's a good point, especially for little children. We have to give them the time that they need. You know, another point about tactfulness in conversations and inquiries in a family and in work situations is to do the best to answer a person's questions. You know, that might happen in a family with children, with parents, and at work, a boss, whatever. You know, we're all in those situations. If we don't know the answer, we need to go ahead and admit it. We could say, we'll just, you know, think it over, or tomorrow we'll get back to you with that answer if I possibly can. And that's a very kind way to deal with it, and rather than just putting them off and not saying, no, I think most of us would try to do that. But that's a good point anyway. Again, it's about treating people with kindness, with concern, which is the essential nature of tactfulness and graciousness, really. Another way to show tact in our relationships is to be slow to criticize. Slow to criticize. For instance, people often already know when they haven't really carried out their job very well. They haven't completed a project. They all kind of know that. Instinctively, in a way. Whether it's at home or work, if we must criticize someone, it should be done graciously and very constructively as well. So there's tact involved in even those situations. It can be very delicate. So this goes for both children and adults. So being tactful with our words can go a long way in how people strive to do a better job going forward and improving themselves in future undertakings. They have confidence because someone, they gave me constructive criticism, so I want to do a better job. One final point about being tactful involves using the words please and thank you generously. Now that seems, again, like a no-brainer, but in our society today, it's not as common as it used to be. Being cordial, being gracious, being thoughtful with our words and actions in our relationships with others, again, is the essence of tactfulness. So in summary, tact is a keen understanding of how to get along with other people. It's also the ability to deal with people without offending them. It is therefore another name for thoughtfulness, which is, again, the foundation of etiquette. Turn with me to Psalm 143, verse 3, one final scripture we'll turn to here. You know, unlike the sergeant, you and I don't have to spend 6 months in tact and diplomacy school. Rather, by applying the words of scripture and adding tactfulness to our relationships with other people, we show them the respect and the esteem that they deserve. Finally, we can do one more thing which is to ask God in prayer for his help. We all need it. I know I do. In the things that we say, in the things that we do, how we treat people. Psalm 143, verse 3 says, "Set a guard, O Lord." It's like a prayer. "Set a guard, O Lord, over my mouth. Keep a watch at the door of my lips." Good prayer, right? So when we do this and we strive to be tactful in all of our relationships, we are exercising ideal, everyday personal diplomacy.